Good morning, 640 Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gum, Nick Isher, thanks for being with us here this morning. It is Wednesday, right?
Wednesday.
All right. Well, the Streaks got their baseball season underway over the weekend. Got, two of the three games in down in the Metro East tournament. And came away with a split scheduled to play today. We'll see what it's going to be like as far as the weather. And also scheduled this weekend, the home openers. Well, it's supposed to be obviously today, tomorrow, and this weekend. And hopefully get some games in coming up soon here. And joining us to talk more about this year's Streak squad is the head coach, Jeremy Pickrell. Jeremy, good morning. How are you doing today?
Doing well. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming in with us here this morning. Well, let's talk about first off your opening weekend down at the Metro East. You were actually scheduled to play Naperville Central on Friday. I'm guessing they probably got a pretty good program, a school of, I don't know how many thousand they've got in their school, but a really big school. That one didn't happen, but you still saw a couple of good teams down there.
Yeah, Naperville Central, we really were looking forward to that matchup. They've got a few D1 guys, a Vanderbilt commit. So it's when you hear Vanderbilt, that's kind of like the big program in college baseball. So we were really looking forward to that matchup. We took the tarp off. We helped take the tarp off. We put it back on. We took it off, and they ended up banging the game. So we had two scheduled on Saturday. We played Collinsville. They were a tough team. We lost 7-3, but we felt like we still pitched it well. We still feel like we hit a lot of balls right at people, hard contact, and there were just a couple plays here and there that. Hopefully by the end of the year, we're making those plays. So we felt really good about that game. And the great thing about baseball is there's usually another game the next day. This one was the, game two of the doubleheader, and we played Alton, and we kind of took care of business there. We got good pitching. The hitting really stepped up. And there really weren't too many plays to make, but the ones we made were really good. And so we came away with a split. You're always feeling good. When you drop the first game, you always feel good about salvaging the day when you pick up that second wind. When we talked to the team on Monday when we were outside, and it was a big defensive day for us practice-wise, base running. I just talked to them beforehand about some things defense, pitching-wise, and hitting. And, really a lot of positives to take away, even though no one wants to start the season with a loss, but a lot of positives to take away and things that we can improve upon. And as inexperienced as this team is, a lot of things that if we kind of take care of and improve upon, we could have a really good year.
Did you, ahead of that tournament, did you get much practice on the actual field at Sumberg Field or?
Well, it's nice having the football turf.
Right, right.
When you're talking about playing on an actual baseball field, I think we got 2 days of practice in. So, that makes it challenging. The turf does its own thing. There's never really any bad hops on the turf. The ball stays down. But on the dirt, you just never know how a team's going to adjust. And, I think our guys have prepared themselves and certainly the product that they put out on the field Saturday showed that.
Jeremy Pickrell, head baseball coach, Galesburg High School. They opened their season last weekend. Hopefully get some games in this week and this weekend if Mother Nature decides to cooperate. We were talking off there a little bit about the hitting approach and how, as a coach, you kind of know your personnel coming in and you adjust different things from year to year. How do you determine that, based on your personnel, how to approach things at the plate?
What you're talking about, we had talked about off air about a two-strike approach.
Right.
And, in the past, I've kind of talked about what our approach should be, what our mindset should be, what we're trying to do when we get up to the plate and we're in those situations. And this year is kind of the first year where I've maybe mandated, this is what you're doing. This is what you're spreading out. You're cutting down on your stride. You're looking to be on time to a fastball and you're taking it the other way. And that gives you more coverage if they throw you off speed, stuff with two strikes. And I just tried to simplify things for them with two strikes because hitting with two strikes is difficult. I mean, it's extremely difficult.
And, kind of the pitcher's mercy.
And you want to try to minimize as many things as you can to give yourself the best chance to come through. And when we looked at you know, seasons in the past, we had some high strikeout numbers, and we really wanted to focus on putting the ball in play more. You know, you don't have to hit a double or hit a home run, but it's just about putting, with two strikes, putting the ball in play and trying to put pressure on the other team. And, you know, I guess, you know, looking back at the weekend, that was one area we had 18 strikeouts and a doubleheader. That's not acceptable. Nine of those strikeouts were looking. That's not acceptable. But we also banged out 18 hits. So I can't be too, you know, we were aggressive. We were just weren't aggressive in certain spots. And so, you know, that'll be an area that we look to improve upon. But, yeah, I mean, I'm always looking back at previous seasons. Hey, what do we need to really focus on going into this season? And that's kind of, again, especially with the inexperience that we have at the varsity level, trying to give them something that they can do or think about when they get up to the plate, in particular, is, you know, hopefully going to make things easier on them.
Well, I guess, like you said, make the other team make a play. I don't care if you hit it right at the shortstop. He's got to make the play still, and there's going to be that chance that there's going to be an error or a bad throw, whatever the case may be.
And, I mean, the other thing is, this time of year, pitchers always have the advantage because, you know, not a lot of teams are able to get outside and get on the field and get that work in and see the live arm and see the ball flight and things like that. So pitchers always have the upper hand. I'm not too worried about it. Obviously, if that trend continues, then we'll have to make some other adjustments. But like I said, I'm really excited about this team after that opening weekend, even though we came away with a split. A lot of positives, a lot of things to look forward to.
What do you see as the biggest strength? I know there's been years you've had just an amazing pitching staff. There's been years you've had some great hitters. Is there a particular strength this year, or are you kind of pretty solid all around? Is that maybe what you're looking forward to?
I think that we have some experience in certain spots that are kind of crucial to your team. We have Cannon Klein that's behind the plate. We have Easton Steck and Thad Morling that are up the middle. Grant Ayton, even though he hasn't played varsity baseball yet until this year, I mean, having a senior that's we're extremely athletic on the infield. And I think when we look at some of our errors that we've made in the past, a lot of our errors occur on the infield. And to have those guys back in those spots and to make plays, we couldn't have a better year for it, you know, because our pitching, you know, coming into the year, we don't really know what we were going to get. We didn't have any innings that were really coming back from varsity from last year. So having that infield behind your pitcher has to make them, like, breathe easy. Like, I don't have to strike a guy out. I don't have to be perfect. Just throw it over the plate. If they hit it, these guys are likely going to make a play behind me. And that helps, you know, that can help free us up at the plate, too. There's not as much pressure. We don't have to feel like we have to score a bunch of runs, because if our defense, you know, can make plays, we can keep the score down and give ourselves a chance to win the game. So I guess if there's one area, absolutely our infield defense and our defense behind the plate with some of those older guys that have you know, been around and played for us last year.
You know, we had this conversation. You saw Jim Sundberg speak a couple of weekends ago, and in the crowd, Jesse Ponce at the same table, Kevin Johnson and Chad Johnson and Bobby Allen, and we just got talking about the catchers that have come through this program. Mm-hmm. It's been pretty amazing, and even in your tenure here, you've had some great kids behind the plate.
Oh yeah, I mean, you know, Tyler Steck, Cannon Klein is a solid catcher and has great rapport with our pitching staff. That may be the most important thing for us this year, is just having someone back there that is going to talk those guys through some of those tough times and kind of be that cheerleader for them on the field, because we can't make a mound visit every time something goes wrong. And so having a veteran guy that can go out there and talk them down and keep them calm and is huge. And we've been lucky to have that in the past as well.
Jeremy Pickrell, head baseball coach, Galesburg High School. They opened with a split last weekend down in the Metro East, and hope to get some games in here at home, Sundberg Field, this week and this weekend. Speaking of experienced guys, it's really interesting. A young man, only a junior, but an experienced guy, and you big expectations, obviously, came through opening weekend, what, 5 for 7 from the plate or something like that? Easton Stick, yeah.
5 stolen bases.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh, yeah. That's a pretty good start.
Yeah, he had a pretty good start to the weekend. We had a lot of guys. I mean, and Grant Ayton, like I said, him.
Yeah, finally getting
three
to play.
Three triples in his opening weekend. I'd have to say we were a little unsure what we were going to get out of him offensively, and for him to come out is huge. But, yeah, you know, talk about Easton. I mean, that just – athleticism, he oozes it, and he's a returning all-conference shortstop when he was a sophomore, and so you know we expect big things out of him and him to take the next step and really improve as a complete hitter. He's got some raw power, and it was on display this weekend, so yeah, I mean, we'll look to those guys. You know, Thad Morling was a second teamer. Cannon was an honorable mention. So we'll look to those guys to carry us. And it'll be interesting to see how those other pieces, those supporting cast, kind of fit. We're really excited about, you know, some of our younger guys getting an opportunity to come up that can really swing the bat. And they had some really good ABs. In particular, I think in a Damian Snell, you know, he's a sophomore and he was working out on the infield, and we moved him to the outfield, and he got the start in game one and left, and game two in center, and didn't get a hit the entire weekend. But based on our statistics, he had 85% of his ABs were quality. I mean, he had 4 walks on the weekend, scored a couple runs. I mean, he just had really good approaches. One at-bat in particular got all the way down 0-2. And battled his way back to a walk. I mean, that's huge, especially for a sophomore.
Yeah.
And so that's what I'm talking about. You know, on paper we're inexperienced, but there are some things that happen over the weekend that, you know, you keep progressing, and you have to be excited about what could possibly happen this year.
Yeah, kind of like him finding out that a guy's ready to play at that level.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Jeremy Pickrell, head baseball coach, Galesburg High School. Let's talk about, you mentioned some all-conference players. Let's talk about the Western Big Six Conference. How do you see that stacking up this year? Obviously, you've had teams like Rocky and Moline that have been consistently really good. What are you expecting, more of the same this year?
More of the same, yeah. I mean, Moline's always going to be good. That's just the way they're well coached. Rock Island's going to be good. They're going to be senior heavy, and they've got a good coach over there in Jake Scudder. Geneseo, you know, will be really good. Everybody. Sterling will improve. They finish at the bottom of the conference. They're going to improve with more seniors. So, yeah, it'll be interesting. Alleman, I read today, they only have 12 players in their program on their varsity team, but they've got all their coaching staff back, and those guys are great. So it's going to be another dogfight in the Western Big Six, but, you know, hopefully we can do what we need to do to defend our title.
Yeah, and obviously you get into the month of April very, very heavy and on the conference side of things. What about this early non-conference schedule? I know you missed out on playing Naperville Central. There's probably going to be some teams in there that are pretty talented that you're going to see.
Yeah, I mean, I've made a point. It's always nice to go down to the Metro East. Like, yeah. I'm not afraid to play anybody.
Well, and they get a little bit of a jump start, normally a little bit better weather.
Right. And there's always good teams down there, so that's where we want to go. We want to test ourselves early. Then we come back. I've really tried to find some other teams to come down and play in that early tournament. Always looking to expand that too. I mean, Carmel Catholic, they've won a state championship in recent years. Hampshire, I think in 2019, they finished 4th in state for 4A or 3 at 4A, I think. So they're both coming down that early weekend. We want to be challenged early to really see what our guys are made of. And like I said, I keep saying the same thing, but so far what we're seeing is positive. So we're hoping to continue that trend. Hopefully we get those games in this weekend because, you know, that's 4 games, that 4 opportunities that we get to see these guys play.
Jeremy Pickrell, head baseball coach, Galesburg High School, joining us here this morning. Season got underway last weekend, and hopefully have some home games at Sunberg Field this weekend with the early tournament. Again, scheduled for later today. We'll find out at some point. Could rain in the middle of the day. We don't know yet. Scheduled for tomorrow, and of course Friday and Saturday with the tournament. You know, talk about, you know, we're talking about like different approaches and that. You know, with and you see it watching basketball. I've seen it probably more in basketball, but like we're seeing, and even all the way, even watching some college basketball, lack of kids learning some fundamentals. Is it different with baseball? Because in baseball, it seems like if you don't have the fundamentals, you're not going to be successful no matter what level you're at. Do you see, is it less of a problem that you're seeing guys coming up that maybe, I mean, obviously you're going to tweak things in a swing or a way the guy pitches to make sure they got proper form, but are you seeing still decent fundamentals coming up?
I think it depends. Yeah. It depends. I think a lot of what's happening now is there's more of a focus on playing games than there is practice. And, you know, obviously the fundamentals are going to deteriorate when that's all when are you going to focus on improving those areas that you're struggling with in the game? I feel like we focus on fundamentals and really try to hammer those home. Actually, one kind of mantra I've said this year is just fall in love with the fundamentals, become obsessed with the fundamentals, because that's what you're going to fall back on when things start to get heated up, you know, and especially in the postseason, I always feel like those areas are what rear their ugly head in the postseason. That's why you lose games. You don't want to lose games because your fundamentals were poor. You didn't field a ground ball correctly. You didn't know where a ball was supposed to go. You want to get beat because the other team was just better than you, you know, on that particular day. So we really try to focus on the fundamentals, and we try to start it at the freshman levels so that when they get up to varsity, you know, we don't have to spend time teaching again. It's just kind of, you know, expanding on that. And you think about it, if you're a freshman, you're an injury away from moving up.
Yeah.
If you're a sophomore, you're an injury away from moving up. And if you're a really good freshman, maybe you come all the way up to varsity.
Yeah.
I haven't done that yet, but never say never, you know what I mean? So also getting those younger guys to realize, hey, you have just as much of an opportunity as everybody if you do things the right way and you perform well. Like, you have a chance, but they're not going to have a chance if they don't have those fundamentals down.
Yeah. And then probably some things they can work on their own. Obviously, there's some you can, but a lot, you know, if you get yourself a tee and, you know, work on your swing, or you get to a cage somewhere.
Throw a ball against the wall.
There you go.
I mean, school, a lot of old school drills are coming, you know, resurfacing, because that's all it is just focusing on your craft and trying to find any way you can to improve. And some guys really buy into that and really relish the opportunity to make themselves better. And some of the guys don't, but the product, you know, on the field shows. So,
Jeremy Pickrell, head baseball coach, Galesburg High School. Hopefully they'll have some games this week. Again, scheduled today, tomorrow, this weekend. Hopefully at least this weekend we'll get some games in with the early tournament. Coach, thanks so much for taking time with us. Get out and support the streets. You can find the schedule on the website, the high school sports website, and keep track of them on social media as well. Jeremy, thanks for your time. Appreciate it. Best of luck this season.
Yes, thank you very much. Thanks for having me.